welcome to Your Daily Bread with co-hosts Abby Stacier
and Hannah Calhoun.
We're here to be your weekly source of spiritual nourishment, guiding you to find food freedom in a deeper connection with Christ.
As we explore the intersection of faith and nutrition, these bite-sized episodes will help you heal your relationship with food and your body through practical advice, biblical wisdom, and heartfelt encouragement.
And as a disclaimer, we are not pastors, but passionate registered dietitians and sisters in Christ, offering our insights to support you on this faith-filled journey to a healthier, more fulfilling life.
Join us by taking a seat at our table as we break bread and allow God in to break the chains of diet culture. Today, I'm going to be reading the story about the 10 lepers. So I'm going to read Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." So my pastor talked about this back in January. And first of all, you know, leprosy was a death sentence at the time. Now it's, you know, there's treatment for it and stuff, but it's a bacterial infection. And these people who were lepers had to be completely outcasted from society. They couldn't be with their families anymore. It was like quarantine to the max, but like forever until you died. Very horrible. Like if we thought that the COVID quarantine was terrible, you know, being locked in your room for a couple weeks until you were, you know, negative, like these people, if they got leprosy, could not be in society, could not be with their families anymore. And they had to cover their faces. They couldn't get near people. If somebody came near them, they had to shout that they were unclean so that the person wouldn't get closer. Like, and this was a death sentence. And I'm like thinking, like picturing these people who saw Jesus and said, "Have pity on us." Like, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And they took that leap and recognized Jesus for who he was and asked him to have pity on them. Like, when in this world there is sin, there's disease, there's death, and God has the ability to heal us if it is in his will. First of all, one point that my pastor noted was that there's two ways that God heals. He heals people on earth and he heals people in heaven. Some people will be healed on earth, and some people will be healed in heaven, but God will heal his people. And sometimes it's not in his plan for people to be healed of certain things, certain people to be healed of certain things on earth. But, and these 10 lepers didn't know if he was going to heal them, but they cried out to him anyway. And, you know, a lot of us are so burdened by whatever condition we have on this earth, like whether it's problems with our gut or maybe prediabetes or maybe, you know, issues with our joints or we have high cholesterol or whatever it may be, we're so burdened by it. And we almost just accept it as like part of life. But when do we ever cry out to God begging him to heal us? Like, do we do that? And, you know, of course, in the story, we see like 10 of them were healed and only one came back and threw himself at Jesus's feet and thanked him. And, you know, it was the Samaritan, which, you know, is like a whole other point in the story. But So my question for the listeners is, and for us, is do we cry out to God to heal us? You know, why or why not? And then if he does choose to heal us on earth, what would we do? Would we be the 9 lepers who carried on our merry way, went back to our family, did whatever we wanted to do now that we were finally healed? Or would we go back and throw ourselves at his feet and say thank you and glorify him? Because if that's not part of our plan, then of course he ain't going to heal us. You know what I mean? Like that has to be part of our plan. And I'm also thinking like how all of this was coming up for me in my head, like as my pastor's preaching, and like these people were outcasted from society. And this can also relate to like weight stigma in general. Like these people were discriminated against because of this illness that they had, and people are discriminated against because of their weight. There's another passage in Leviticus 13:45-46 that talks about people with leprosy, and it says anyone with such a defiling disease must wear torn clothes, let their hair be unkempt, cover the lower part of their face, and cry out, unclean, unclean. As long as they have the disease, they remain unclean. They must live alone. They must live outside the camp. And I'm like thinking of people in larger bodies who we kind of treat like lepers in society.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I know people in larger bodies who have literally said like, yeah, I just wear these like ugly baggy clothes because nothing fits me. And I'm like reading this, like that the lepers have to wear torn clothes and like have their hair be unkempt. Like, God forbid that people in this society, you know, take care of themselves and dress up and look cute. Like, people are like, oh, you're just so happy to be obese and you're just soaking it all up and promoting obesity. It's like, no, these people don't have to like have their hair unkempt and be wearing these baggy clothes just to show how upset they are that they're fat. Like, they can still, you know, wear beautiful clothes that they feel comfortable in. They can still put makeup on. They can still do their hair. And it doesn't mean that they're just, you know, promoting obesity. They're just living life. We don't know if they're what they're going through or the reason for why they're in a larger body. We don't know. Maybe they're trying to engage in healthy habits, or maybe they're doing so already and they have been for years. We don't know. But we don't have to like throw these people to the side and act like they're unclean, like the lepers, and not associate with them and force them to be unkempt. And I was like, wow, we literally treat fat people like they're lepers in today's society, almost like it's contagious. And then we mentioned in another episode when we talked about shame, how people feel like if there's a picture of a thin, like model girl, you know, eating a cheeseburger, it's like, oh my gosh, so cute, posting it on Pinterest. If there's a picture of a fat person eating a cheeseburger, people get so offended and they'll be like, that's America. Yeah, yeah. A literal picture of America. And it's like, that could be both of those people's first meal of the day for all we know. But people get so uncomfortable seeing like a fat person eat. It just blows my mind. It really, truly does. So yeah, there was a lot here with this story of the 10 lepers. And, you know, some of us are struggling with not being happy in our body size. And you know, maybe we need to give it to God. And then my question is, let's say, you know, God snaps his fingers, you wake up tomorrow, your body is different. Your body is suddenly your dream body. What's your next plan? Are you going to put on that red dress? Are you going to go back on your dating app? Is that your plan? Or are you going to figure out how to glorify God better now in your dream body?
Anna, you are just dropping so many truth bombs.
There's too much
here. Very, very convicting. There's so much. The first thing that I was thinking of, Number one, God's mercy, his goodness, his grace. He's just so good. And he was willing to heal all of those lepers without any expectation, or like his motivation for healing was not to get recognition from them. Obviously, the one coming back, like, yes, you know, glorifying God, and that's what we are called to do. But he still took mercy on them. He still loved them, still healed them, showed them compassion and kindness without getting recognition, and kind of with the risk of not receiving any thank you afterwards. So how often are we not doing something because we know, oh, they're not going to be grateful if I do that act of kindness. I'm not going to go out of my way for my coworker because I'm probably not going to get a thank you. It's like, no, we're still like, if we are modeling Jesus, we should still be helping people without expecting a thank you or recognition. And when you were talking about not being healed on earth, so have I told you this? I don't think I've even told our listeners either that I have a bone tumor.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, hello. Hi. Okay. Not to drop that mid episode, but I do. We probably need to have a whole episode on, but I mean, I have been praying for healing. Doctors think that it's benign. I was diagnosed like during COVID. I just like slipped in my apartment in my socks. It was very weird. Like, I was like, do I have osteoporosis? Like, why did my bone break so easily? They're like, no, levels are fine. Calcium's good. Vitamin D is good. But you have a bone tumor. And that's why your leg broke so easily. So I've been praying for healing. And the Lord showed me that I will be healed. But it might not be on earth. But I will be, leaping like a deer in heaven one way or the other. It's not that I like never pray for healing anymore, but it's like after I got that, I just feel very settled in my spirit and very content of like, I don't need to be pleading with God every single day or praying and fasting for this miracle healing because I'm good. And what God told me is, and this is very similar to The Chosen. I'm going to link up the clip in the show notes because there's one clip in The Chosen where little James, one of the disciples, goes to Jesus and says, hey, you're sending us all out two by two to go heal people. I'm hobbling over here. How can I be healing people if I haven't been healed? And Jesus says to him, little James, I will heal you, but not right now, but trust that you will be healed. But I haven't healed you yet because I trust you. I trust you to still praise me, to still have faith in me, without experiencing this miracle. So I felt like God was really speaking to me through that. And he trusts me to still have a testimony and to still have faith in him without seeing that miracle. So, and I feel like it goes back to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where it says,
yes, three with times. The apostle Paul and the thorn in the flesh.
Yes. Like he pleaded, like remove this thorn from my side. Sometimes God's not going to do that. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
Yes. Yes. And that's actually was in my notes as well. And you know, my pastor had talked about how God can permit us to continue life with a bodily affliction to keep us humble and dependent on the Lord.
Yes.
You know, and you know, like we've mentioned, faith is to believe something without seeing. And so, you know, if we have something, we're praying for healing. Number one, we know and we trust that God's going to heal us as soon as we get into heaven. When we are in our heavenly bodies, we are made whole in Christ, in the presence of the Lord. But, you know, maybe it's a test for us. Yeah. Maybe it's a test for us to not see healing on earth in whatever it is we're going through so that, you know, our faith can be strengthened, you know?
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Yeah, you know, Jesus is the great healer. And at the end of the day, like, maybe this isn't relatable for people who feel like they're fine and dandy, which, you know, can't relate. I feel like I got a million things going on. But, true. You know, but we, at the end of the day, we all have a terminal illness called sin. And we are all going to die because of sin. You know, so it's Jesus is, he's the great healer, he's the great physician, and he's also the great savior. So we have to run into his arms and trust that we will be healed, maybe on this earth, but definitely in heaven. And, you know, not be afraid to cry out to him and ask for him to heal us if it's in his will.
Yes.
For our lives on this earth. Mm-hmm. There's so much here. But we hope that this provided insight. And when you read about the lepers, the poor lepers, and how they were outcasted by society, think about how you're treating different members of society today, especially those in different body shapes and sizes. And don't be afraid to cry out to God for healing. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Your Daily Bread. We hope you found inspiration and practical guidance to nourish your body and soul. Remember, the journey to a healthier relationship with food and a deeper connection with Christ is ongoing, and we're here to support you every step of the way.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you've been blessed by our content, please consider sending this episode to a few friends that need to hear this message. And we also invite you to leave us a review. Your feedback and support mean the world to us and really help the show grow.
As we conclude today's episode, we encourage you to take what resonated with you into your quiet time with God. Allow God to reveal to you any changes that you can make for his glory, trusting that you are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image.
Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore how God's word helps us heal our relationship with food and our bodies. Until then, may you find both physical and spiritual nourishment, and may you be filled with his peace and joy. God bless.